U.S. Acting Special Representative Frank Ruggiero has arrived in Pakistan on his first official visit. He took up the new responsibility in December when his predecessor, veteran American diplomat Richard Holbrooke, died in a Washington hospital. After signing the $190 million aid agreement with the Pakistani finance minister, the American envoy told reporters the money will go towards the cash compensation program the government has devised for the 1.6 million families worst hit by the floods.
I'm pleased to be here today to fulfill a pledge made by my former boss and Pakistan's great friend, Special Representative Richard Holbrooke. I know that Ambassador Holbrooke would have wanted to make this announcement personally, as he was very committed to responding to the needs of the flood victims.
The worst ever floods in Pakistan's living memory swept north to south in July and August, destroyed entire villages, agricultural land, road infrastructure, and affected more than 20 million people. While promising more U.S. assistance for flood victims and their rehabilitation process, Ambassador Ruggiero reiterated Washington's calls for transparent disbursement of the aid money to needy people.
We urge the government of Pakistan to quickly implement accountability mechanisms as agreed with the World Bank to enable the expeditious release of the U.S. assistance. We also encourage other donors to assist the people of Pakistan in overcoming these devastating floods by contributing financial support to the Citizens Damage Compensation Fund.
Under the Compensation Fund program, the flood-hit families are receiving nearly $1,200 in financial assistance, but there have been widespread reports of mismanagement of funds. The allegations have prompted the World Bank to impose strict conditions before it backs the program. Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani's administration has been under fire from political opponents for poor governance and rising corruption in official departments. Transparency International, in its recent report, also has alleged corruption has increased in Pakistan within the past 2 years. U.S. Special Envoy Ruggiero has arrived in the country at a time when Prime Minister Gilani's coalition government is struggling to survive. Recent defections of key political parties have deprived the governing alliance of a majority in parliament. The second major coalition partner, known as MQM, quit the government a week ago, mainly protesting a hike in fuel prices on the eve of the new year. In an apparent attempt to save his government from falling, the Pakistani Prime Minister has told National Parliament he is cancelling the fuel price hike. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.